Speaking of Cabinet, one of the things they're going to be talking about is Part 5 of the Planning and Development Act. This is the part of the Act that stipulates the percentage of residential sites that must be provided for social housing. Currently, this is set at 10%. So one out of every 10 units on any site is meant to be set aside for social housing. The government are looking to increase that to 20%. 10% social, 10% affordable. Sinn Féin is Eoin Óibrín is Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson. Eoin, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Do you welcome this move?
Yeah, so Part 5 of the Planning and Development Act originally had 20% social and affordable housing, and it was the Fine Gael and Labour government that cut percent, which was always a mistake. I actually had legislation passed in the Dáil in June of 2018 that would have increased Part 5 to 25% affordable, to 30% on strategic development zones. But at the time, Fianna Fáil supported our bill. We made clear that, look, if they wanted to have it at 20%, and that was the price of their support, 20% was still better than 10%. Two things I would say to Ciarán, though. Last year, there were only 750 Part 5 homes delivered. The year before, there was only 1,300. So increasing Part 5 to 20%, while welcome, it doesn't generate the volume of homes, particularly affordable homes, that we desperately need, both to rent and buy.
The point you were just making, you had just made, was the number of sites, 700 odd sites last year developed, delivered through Part 5.
Only 750 homes were delivered through Part 5 last year. And obviously that's affected by COVID, but it was 1,300 the year before. So first of all, while it would be welcome, it's nowhere near the volume of affordable homes we need for working people. But it's also important that if we do get the extra 10%, they are genuinely additional. So they are on top of all of the existing targets, albeit unambitious that they are, for delivery of affordable homes. Because I don't know about you, but almost every second phone conversation I'm having at the moment is somebody who's desperate to buy, is somebody who's paying rent that's far too high. And we need government to start being really ambitious to deliver large volumes of really good quality affordable homes to rent or buy. And not just for first-time buyers, but also, say, for people at a later stage in their life who maybe lost a home during the Celtic Tiger or because of a relationship breakdown. Lots of people need affordable homes, and government needs to be much more ambitious in delivering those.
Yeah, this 10% affordable, 10% social. I mean, at the moment, the split, as you say, is 10% overall. So this increase to 20 would have 10% social, 10% affordable. Now, a cynic might look at that and say, if a house isn't affordable, the obvious consequence is it is inaffordable, which is, you'd beg the question why you're producing 80% of inaffordable homes. Somebody is buying them. Should the overall target be higher, and what should it be set at?
Well, first of all, the government should be directly financing genuinely affordable homes for people to rent or buy on large scale, separate to Part 5. It's the most effective and direct way of delivering those. For many years, the housing agency, the ESRI, the National Economic and Social Council, have been calling on government to intervene in the housing system. So we actually need affordable housing targets in the thousands annually.
Is that not what the Land Development Agency are going to do?
But the problem is the Land Development Agency isn't going to have any homes ready until 2023, and that year there'll only be 200 or 400, and then they're going to slowly ramp up after that. Again, it's just not ambitious enough. And if you look at what the price of renting is, for example, today in Dublin or Cork, if you look at the price to buy, not just in the cities, but increasingly in the commuter belt, we need government to be much more ambitious. So, for example, if government can say we're going to deliver 10,000 social homes a year, why can't they say we're going to deliver, on top of that, 8,000 affordable homes to rent or buy, some through the Part 5, some through direct delivery by local authorities, good housing bodies, etc. And you see, because when the public sector builds, the price of building is the same. Bricks and mortar, labour is the same. But the state can treat things like land, profit, finance, margin completely differently. So it could deliver large volumes of really good quality homes to buy at, say, 230,000 euros a year or less, and homes to rent at between 700 and 900 euros a month in Dublin, for one bed, two bed, three bed. So it's really about ambition. And Dara O'Brien has promised to announce his own housing plan this summer. Rebuilding Ireland comes to an end this year, and he says he's going to have a new plan. And the key questions are going to be, how many affordable homes will it deliver, at what price, and when? And we need government to be much more ambitious than what we saw under the last Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael.
Two of the counter arguments then that are sometimes made to that, let me put them to you. One is that the state no longer has the expertise to deliver homes at that large scale, so they couldn't do it overnight. As you said, the Land Development Agency is going to take time to ramp up, but in the meantime, the government and the state and local authorities couldn't do it anyway. They maybe they had the expertise once, they don't have them anymore. The other argument that's sometimes made against those large scale developments is that with Part 5, at least, you've got this mix of tenure. And that's ideally what you want from a societal point of view.
So firstly, scale will follow the investment. So if we want agencies of the state, whoever they are, to develop large volumes of really good quality affordable homes, we have to set the targets and we have to invest the capital. And then obviously we have to ensure the staff come. But you know, we're seeing lots of construction workers who are no longer going to be building hotels or high-end co-living or apart hotels. Let's get them building affordable homes as well as social homes for working families. And the second thing is, in terms of social mix, for me the ideal would be, for example, a local authority development that has 20 or 30% social, 20 or 30% affordable rental, and the remainder affordable purchase. That's in fact the best income mix that you're going to get. And the crucial thing for really viable communities is to have that income mix, is to have that range of professions and occupations and lifestyles and backgrounds. But for example, government, for example, this year will only deliver directly 90 affordable homes to purchase through the Service Sites Fund and 440 affordable homes to rent, mainly in Dublin and Cork. We need thousands of these. Like, house prices are spiraling so fast out of control in the private sector that the state has to step in and use its land, use its very, very considerable skills, particularly in our larger local authorities. And while obviously these homes are all going to be built by private contractors, they'll be using some private architects and QSs, etc.
Yeah.
We need to put the money and invest and build the homes that people need. That's not just good for those homeowners and those affordable renters. It also takes wage pressure off their employers. It puts more disposable income in the pockets of the workers that they can spend in the local economy. It's a virtuous circle upwards. But the state has to say, the private sector cannot deliver homes at the price that most ordinary working people can afford. Well, we're going to step in and do it. We did it before in the past.
Yeah.
We can do it again, and we need to start doing it now.
The Construction Industry Federation and other builders and developers as well have suggested there's another way that you could just reduce the soft costs. So you could get rid of things like stamp duties and VATs and levies and connection fees and all those other things that drive up the price for those private developers. And that's another way of driving down the cost.
So the problem is, if you took the VAT and the development levies off a new build home in Dublin, for example, you're only knocking 50 grand off the cost of it. Now, that's a lot of money. But that then means, for example, government doesn't have the money to build the roads, the schools, provide the public transport. And what a lot of existing residents will complain about when there's planning development in their area is the infrastructure that is already in place doesn't meet the needs of the existing community. Out here where I am in West Dublin, for example, in Adamstown, significant residential development, that's welcome, although a lot of it is too expensive. But we're not seeing the Department of Education build the schools in tandem. We're not seeing, for example, the Department of Transport fund Dublin Bus and Éireann Air to upgrade the infrastructure. So we have to have the tax revenue. However, the state can deal with those soft costs, such as land, the cost of finance, and the 15 or so percent developers' risk, margin and profit. And by doing that, they can knock about 100,000 euros off the cost of an affordable home to buy. But they can also then allow for affordable rental properties at lower prices as well. So this isn't about being against the private sector. Private contractors and builders will build these homes.
Yeah.
But what we need is, we need government to say, how many affordable homes do we need to rent or buy each year? 4,000, 8,000, whatever. And then set in train the investment mechanisms.
Okay.
And obviously the support to the various agencies to do that. But do it much more speedily than we've been talking about this for 5 years. And you and I have had this conversation before. It won't be done overnight, but if government had listened to our advice 5 years ago, we'd be in a better place today than we are now.
When you say private developers will build the home, someone has texted in, Owen needs to get real, saying more ambition is great, but where is the workforce coming from? There's already a skills shortage. Now, in fairness, I think since you sent that text came in, you talked about labourers and everybody and tradesmen being made available who are working certainly on commercial builds and hotels and commercial property at the moment.
Yeah, can I say this here? One of the concerns I have is there are some private sector sites that, because a section of working people aren't going to be getting back into work this year, early next year, and therefore there's a section of new builds that aren't going to get bought, some of those sites that have contractors on site won't get built. And if the state stepped in and acquired those sites, kept the builders on the job and built out the properties but sold them at affordable prices or rented them at a mixture of social and affordable. In fact, we'd keep a lot of construction workers in work who might not otherwise be because of the impacts of COVID. Well, so now is the time to do this.
Yeah, the text goes on. It's false to claim a state agency can get materials as the same price as the private sector. Public tender laws mean no loyalty discounts and no haggling in the public sector. There's been huge price inflation when it comes to materials in the last 12 months, and anybody who's building or embarking on a build, and I'm in that category myself, can tell you all about price inflation when it comes to materials. Our experience in this country is that the public sector have not in the past been efficient at getting low prices when it comes to tenders like that. Is that a fair criticism?
Not when it comes to housing. Obviously, in very large, complex projects like children's hospitals, there's been a history of controversy. But actually, houses and even apartments are much more straightforward. Your texter is absolutely right. There do need to be some changes to the procurement rules for residential developments to make local authorities, for example, more nimble. But in fact, half the social homes that were delivered last year, so there was about 5,500 new-built social homes delivered last year, half of them were turnkey, bought directly from the private sector, where there are no procurement issues and no delays. The problem was they're all social, whereas if we bought more of those but made a whole section of them affordable, rental and purchase, then everybody would get a fair share. So yes, some procurement sector reform, but it's not as big a problem for housing. And if you look at the data from the Society of Chartered Surveyors, they do really good reports on all-in cost of development of the private sector, houses and apartments. And you compare the build costs that they show in their reports with the build costs from the Department of Housing, the build costs are kind of similar. There's a few outliers. It's the soft costs and the way in which the state can deal with them differently allows the state, if it had the wherewithal and the ambition, to deliver large volumes of genuinely affordable homes to Dubai for working people.
Owen, thanks for your time. Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson.